This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, we have Batya Ungar-Sargon getting hooked up here on the line. We're going to join with her in just a couple of minutes. She's one of my favorite guests all the time. She's got her own show now on News Nation, which is called Batya. So we'll talk a little politics. We'll talk about Pete Hegseth and the Somalis in Minnesota and all kinds of fun stuff like that. Coming up at 5:30, Nick Schroer, state senator. He popped off on MoDoc quite a bit here with these storms this week. We'll also talk about the upcoming session and any of the bills that Nick is pre-filing. He's a regular, of course, on the Reardon Roundtable, so he's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Ethan, we're giving away, we're going to do this right now, we're going to give away sticks and Chicago tickets, right? So usually when I give away tickets, I tell Ethan, put some songs in. Yesterday, you couldn't have put in a better rocker by Sticks. You put Renegade in, right?
Uh-huh.
They play it for the Steelers games. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Today, this is what I get. Chose Babe as the song.
Okay.
Okay, now, what I'm probably going to have to tell you to do here is just to guide you through a little Sticks knowledge. And I know you have your excuses all ready to go here. But this is Dennis DeYoung singing, and they had a bad divorce. So we got to find some Sticks songs that have Tommy Shaw. Like, okay. Renegade is a good one like that. But this one,
please be,
I mean, that's just a... sleepy ballad there.
Can I
by,
briefly
and Dennis
just
DeYoung.
Defend myself?
Sure, if you'd like to. I don't know if it's going to work, but Sue, are you on my team on this one or not? I don't know if she's even listening. She's
well,
probably not listening right
here's,
now.
Here is what my defense is. I don't know that song.
I know.
I put in their... I looked on their Spotify, and I said, okay, what are the most listened to songs?
Yeah.
That was number two after Renegade.
Oh, there's no doubt. Look, just so you know what happened, Styx was a, you know, I grew up in Chicago, and Styx was a rock band in Chicago that, it's pretty crazy because the story, I have to think about this and figure out if it was Come Sail Away, but you know the song Come Sail Away,
right? Oh, yeah, love it.
And South Park made that famous. Well, that song came out in the mid-1970s, and there was a DJ in Chicago. I got to double check if it was that song that decided to play it like every night because he felt like it needed to be heard. And then Styx kind of blew up from there. But they were kind of a harder driving poppy rock band in the 70s. But then they got into ballads, and then they did this... Mr. Roboto record in the early 80s, which was very strange.
I saw that one on there.
Yeah,
it might be tomorrow.
So, but so you have a combination. And Dennis DeYoung hasn't been with the band a long time. He performs on his own. But there was a big division with the band on what direction to go. And a lot of bands in the early 80s had this because even if you look at Journey, for example, you know, Starship, they all had their rock hits. But the way that they really made money was when they had that ballad that was able to cross over to all of the formats. And do you know who Michael Bolton is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Michael Bolton, ballad singer extraordinaire, right? Michael Bolton used to have a rock band. His first record was a rock record. I saw him warm up for Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Casey used to play Michael Bolton, believe it or not, on that first record. But he kind of sauntered right into a different area with ballads, and he created a niche for himself and made a lot more money than he was making as a rock star. But all these bands kind of went, REO Speedwagon's another good example of this. A lot of bands had rock hits, probably better music, but man, they made more money and they had more radio airplay with the ballads.
Well, we were talking about the Spotify Wrapped list, or our 2025 end of season lists, and you'll be happy. You know, I know you said we want to talk about this another day when we can actually play the music, but some sticks made my list.
Okay, so I want you to pull Too Much Time on My Hands, Blue Collar Man, and Fooling Yourself for the rest of the week. Or okay. Crystal Ball is another one, too. I'll give you some guidance. But how about we give away these tickets right now?
Let's do that.
Okay, I have a pair of tickets for Chicago and Styx at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. The folks at Live Nation have been very nice to us. The tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. If you're caller number 7 right now on our contest line, 314-241-9797, Ethan will take the call, and we're going to send you to see Styx and Chicago next year. You know, the one thing I would say about Styx, and I said this yesterday, at least there's... this is not true with a lot of bands out there. At least there's a couple of original members of the band that are still hanging around in Tommy and JY, so that's not a bad thing. All right, Batya Angar Sargon. She's the host of Batya on News Nation on the weekend. She writes at the Free Press. She wrote a great book that's called Bad News, How Woke Media is Undermining Democracy. She's one of our favorite guests on a regular basis. I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving. How are you, Batya?
I am doing great, thank God. I did have a nice Thanksgiving, although I did get into a political fight with my friends who we were at.
Oh, no.
Because they were trying to say that Americans are anti-Semitic, and I just will not tolerate that. I will not tolerate people saying that in my presence, and so things got heated.
See, and it's so unfortunate. Now, I'm going to tell you about you. I've got some things, you know, that have happened even with friends in the past couple of days. And let me segue into what you said on CNN last night, because this sort of sums up. I had a conversation heading into work today with a dear friend of mine, and we don't often talk politics. We're able, and I know he's on the left, and he's not crazy on the left, but I brought up a conversation with another friend, and he goes, oh, well, you know, Trump's crazy. He's using these words and all that. But what you said last night is so accurate. Instead of being outraged about the gall of immigrants being gifted the greatest privilege on earth, American citizenship, and then turning around and stealing it from the American people in Minnesota, the media is outraged about how Trump talks about it. Now, I used to kind of be in that camp that, you know, I don't really like the sophomoric language, but good Lord, why not talk about the actual issue, right?
And it's so funny because I was on CNN Monday night and Tuesday night. And of course, the Somali fraud case happened. It broke over the weekend, the story in the New York Times. We did not talk about it on Monday. I brought it up, of course, because I am infuriated about it. But then Tuesday night, they had already moved into, well, of course, everybody knows that's terrible. But isn't it awful how Trump talks about them? Like, they wouldn't bring it up as a topic until they could cast the Somalis as the victims, right?
Right,
like the victims
right.
of Trump's trolling. Then suddenly they were allowed to talk about it. And it's just hilarious. This is how he won in 2016. Like, this is how he won in 2024. He did it with they're eating the dogs and the cats of the people who live there in Ohio, right? The Haitian immigrants. Like, he does not see the race. He sees the immigrant nature. He thinks that it is appalling, and it is appalling. For people to be given
absolutely.
The greatest gift on planet Earth and then turn around and throw it in our faces. And for people to act like it is racist to say that, that feeds him. Like, that is where he gets his power, because you're trying to shut down legitimate criticism.
One CNN note, because I have been sampling a lot more when I head home from work. So I get off at, you know, 6 Central, and then I check out. I like what Laura does on Fox, and I'm checking her out. But I can't help myself these days. I punch CNN. You know, I have it on Sirius XM. And Tuesday night, I hear Erin Burnett talk, and she's pitching into a tease about Trump's health, and almost drove off the road, that they're going to focus on Trump's health after not touching the issue of the former president's health for 4 years. And they made this a big deal, and they continue to, some of those people out there on the social medias. Oh, Trump's hiding something. He's not well. He fell asleep at a cabinet meeting. Anything that they can say, orange man bad. That's all they have, Batya.
It's so funny. You know, I was one of the people, even though I was not a fan of Joe Biden, at some point I did, you know, realize Trump was just, you know, going to be the greatest president on earth, and I wanted him to get elected, and I, you know, endorsed him or what have you. But even like in that frame of mind, Mark, I felt so sorry for President Biden for the humiliation of being so old and that I didn't talk. I couldn't bring myself to talk about it. And even when I would go on Fox News and they would bring it up, I would say, well, why don't we focus on the policy? Like, the policy is the issue. Like, I was just so, I felt so sorry for him. So I am complicit. Like, I was one of the people not doing my job as a journalist because I just found it unbearable to think about what that must have felt like for him. But you're so right. Like, the very people who perpetrated this mass fraud on the American people are now inventing, you know, Donald Trump. Yeah, maybe he's getting a little bit older. Like, people get older. Maybe he's, you know, it's hard to stay awake, you know, for 3 hours during a very boring meeting. Like, maybe that's true. At his stage in life, he's still getting so much more done than any human I know. And, you know, the way that I keep thinking about it is our next president will probably be somewhere around half his age and will get half as much done.
Probably.
It's not about the age. It's about the efficacy of what he's accomplished. It's about just the sheer magnitude of what he's getting done. Like, for them to complain about him slowing down or missing a step when he's so effective, it's so hilarious.
I see him all, you know, he's on every day. And yesterday was one of those days with the cabinet meeting. I walked away from the TV, came back 45 minutes later, an hour. He's still going. He's talking to people. So, yeah, that's ridiculous. Now, some of this is also at play. Bachchan Sargon is back with us this afternoon on this. You know, you talked about, well, CNN didn't bring up Monday. You know what I didn't bring up Monday? The whole thing with the hit on the drug boat, because there was something about that that didn't seem right. And then lo and behold, it was the New York Times that has to correct the Washington Post on the reporting. This is a fascinating thing that they've, you know, latched onto along the lines of Jimmy Kimmel and some of this other stuff lately.
Yeah, it's so funny because the first report was intentionally misreported. So the Washington Post claimed it had one unnamed source saying that Hegseth gave the order to kill them all. And then as a result of that, Admiral Bradley then, you know, gave the order to hit the boat. And then when he saw the two survivors, he gave the second order to kill them. That was then misreported by all the other outlets as saying that Hegseth had given the second order, which he was not even really claimed in the first piece. Obviously, him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Saying kill them all, he denies. I think that's probably, they couldn't even substantiate it with a second source. And then the New York Times came in and said, you know, that he obviously did not give the order to give the second hit. What I think is going to come out probably tomorrow when Admiral Bradley sits down and briefs members of the Senate is that there was very legitimate reasons to give a second order, because the order initially was to sink the ship. And so if the ship was still there, it was still a legitimate military target. Like, this is all totally obvious. And all the people claiming this is a war crime, here's how you know. They all think that the initial strike was illegitimate because they don't recognize that Donald Trump has Article II powers. So they don't think he's allowed to have his Secretary of State designate terrorists, which is his right. And they don't think he's allowed to then kill terrorists. Only Obama's allowed to do that, according to these people.
Well, right. There's,
so, you know, they don't think the whole thing is legitimate. So this whole thing is just a new Russiagate, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's where the double standard certainly exists. And, you know, they fall for it every time, really. Like, I've been making the mistake of going on Facebook lately. That's a terrible, terrible decision on my part. But I see the same people, and these are friends of mine. They fall for these things time and time again. And, you know, it's a lot of it is is probably, well, I think it is Trump derangement syndrome, and they can't get past that. But it's fascinating to me the way that this keeps playing out time after time. Now, one of the things that I do like about you, Batya, is you are never afraid to criticize the administration, Donald Trump, when you see fit as well. Is there anything lately that you're not too crazy about?
I don't know why he had to pardon that drug kingpin.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
President of Honduras. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're out here doing this, like, righteous war against illegal drugs on behalf of the forgotten American people. Like, I don't know why he had to do that. You know, there was another fraudster he pardoned. Like, I don't like that stuff. I really don't get why he insists on doing that. It seems like Roger Stone can just write a letter. And
I know. I don't like that either. And it's, you know, so some of these things are confusing to me. Always, but you know, he's going to do, I think, at this point, what he's going to do. We're going to certainly experience that. How is the new show on News Nation going for you?
Oh, thank God. It's, I don't know why they gave it to me, but I sure as heck am enjoying it.
Stop it.
No, it's going amazing. It's just the pleasure and the being able to interview members of cabinet and have debates, and it's just a joy, an absolute joy.
Three Central on Saturday, correct? I want to make sure we get that. Is it 3 Central, 4 Eastern?
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Batya, that's the name of the show. It seems to fit. Hey, stay out of the trouble with friends and family arguing about politics in the next few weeks. Try to have a happy holiday, okay?
I will, but I cannot allow people to besmirch the American people. I just can't allow it.
Well, we're on the same page there. Thank you, Batya. Always great to hook up. We'll see you soon.
God bless. Bye.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.